Hello, beautiful friends and listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Forest Fire Rising, a safe space to talk about life, the universe, nature, and being our best and most authentic selves. I'm Shanna, I'm your host, and I am so, so grateful that you chose to come hang out with me for episode number 6. This week, we are going to talk about limiting beliefs and why they're ruining your life. And why they're ruining my life. I've had a few growth opportunities, a few struggles lately that really just made me want to do this episode because I struggle with limiting beliefs. I think everybody does. And if we would be able to just overcome all of our limiting beliefs, the stuff that would be able to accomplish would be so incredible. The ease we would feel in our lives, so incredible. If we just finally, like, we're obviously all worthy. We're all so special. And if we could just realize that we actually are capable of doing whatever we want, like, could you imagine the power that comes from overcoming some of your limiting beliefs? Like, you might think that I have it all together, that I don't suffer from this, but, like, totally. I totally suffer from limiting beliefs, and one example of this that I was shown in the last week is planning a retreat for you guys. So last episode, you've probably seen if you follow me on Instagram, I have been trying to plan a retreat to some sort of tropical location, and I had to survey you guys to try to help get insight for the retreat, and before I started, I was like, there is no way I am going to get enough survey responses. And that just was untrue. And it's just crazy to me that I allowed that belief to happen. Like, how much easier would my week have been for myself if I just didn't believe that limiting belief? But yes, you heard me. We are going on a retreat. It is happening. January 15th to the 21st, 2025, we are going to Bali, Indonesia, and it is going to be the most incredible trip, and this is the biggest thing I've ever done, and definitely scary to plan something this big, but to host something this big, but that's just my limiting beliefs talking, you know. Like, I am ready to fully dive into this opportunity, to fully do something as cool as traveling with you guys. The retreat will be nature, beach, a little bit of art and meditation. We get to go to a monkey forest. We get to go to the sacred water temple where they have this beautiful beautiful fountains that you, like, can cleanse yourself on at. It is just gonna be so incredible. There's gonna be a food scooter tour, option for a massage, let's see what else, waterfall tour, and then of course I will be hosting some yoga and some meditation and also doing some tarot reading for the people that come. I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited to have a place to connect with you guys and get to know some of you in person. It'll be so great. Tickets go on sale on March 29th at noon Central Time. And if you watch my Instagram this week, I will be sharing all about it. Probably, like, obnoxiously. Like, you know that sound that's like, prepare to be sick of me? That is about to be me about this retreat because it's so fucking exciting and I just cannot wait. I will put the link to sign up for the email list if you are interested in the description of this episode, so you'll get emails updating you on the trip. And there is going to be an early bird special, so the first 8 tickets will be cheaper. And I just can't believe I get the opportunity to do this. It'll be so great. Before we get in to the episode, we are gonna do our card pull. So I am using the Woodland Wardens Oracle deck by Jessica Rue. And it is another animal plant theme deck. Each card has an animal and a plant on it. And it's just got super cute cottagecore art. So let's do our card pull. Okay, so I pulled the Elk and Ash, card number 8, and the keyword is strength. You are called to gather your strength ahead of a challenge. Face it with confidence in your own stamina. Tame any unruly elements that try to derail you. And that is all about what this episode is about this week. Taming those fucking limiting beliefs, shutting them up, and just moving forward with a new confident mindset. Being confident, being sure of yourself, being trusting in yourself in the universe. Like, that is all about what this episode is about. We are shedding our limiting beliefs. We are stepping into our power and just living life more peaceful and better and having more trust in what is going on. And just being confident to try new things and do what we want. So what are limiting beliefs? Limiting beliefs are made up by our own brain that prevent us from pursuing our goals and what we want. They can keep you from doing big things, like applying for your dream job or going after someone you like or starting a new business or project. They keep people from all sorts of things. Their thoughts like, I'm not good enough to do this. I can't do that where I live. I'm not athletic enough for that. I'm not pretty enough for a nice relationship. I don't deserve more than this. And these are all so fake. Like, we would never think these things about someone else, but we think them about ourselves. And it's crazy. Crazy. Like, one of my limiting beliefs for years, I told myself, you can't start a podcast. Your voice is too girly and you can't stay on track. But here we are, episode 6, and I told myself that for years until one day I actually had some mushrooms and was like, fuck that. I am starting this podcast. I have so much to say. People value what I have to say. And I turned it all around. I did that pretty abruptly. I did that, but sometimes it's harder. It's harder, obviously, for a lot. And our beliefs, they are in charge of how we act and how we feel like we should act. They form a lot of boundaries for us. Like, a big example, like a vegetarian belief that eating meat is wrong, it stops them from going through the drive-thru. That would be one limiting belief that's not necessarily bad. A lot of beliefs are meant to keep us safe, but we are talking about the beliefs that we can't go after what we want, or that we aren't worthy to have what we want. And some limiting beliefs just hold us back what we want to do. There's this story about a baby elephant that is stuck to a post. This baby elephant is tied to this post and it is not strong enough to pull itself away. And so it accepts that it is stuck to this post. And as the baby elephant grows into a big full-size elephant, obviously it could pull itself away from this post, easy peasy, but it doesn't know that. So it just lives its life stuck to this post because it has believed this whole time that it isn't strong enough or big enough to get away from this post. So like, we just don't even know until you really dive into it and really examine these beliefs, like how much they're really affecting your life. Like, my example with starting this podcast, I truly believe that my limiting belief that I have too girly of a voice and I don't stay on track, it stops me from connecting with you guys the way I want to. And that's just so not cool. Like, I want to talk more in videos and stuff, and I definitely have gotten over that limiting belief. Now I'm just figuring out how to do that the best way, but like I said, we're still here, episode 6. And yeah, so limiting beliefs, they're either about yourself, the world, or life. So we'll start with limiting beliefs about yourself. So that is my example. For 3 whole years, I thought I couldn't be a podcaster. that was something about me that I thought that was limiting me. I thought these things were stopping me from being able to do what I wanted. A lot of people use age, like they think they're too old to start a business, or they think they're too young to start a business. They think they're too old to pick up a new hobby. They think they're too young to apply for their dream job. And there's no rules. You don't have to be any age. Like, who is too old for this? Who's too young for this? Nobody. No rules. You don't have to be anything to do these things. And we just, these limiting beliefs just are ruining us from living the life we want. Personal traits. You might think you're not smart enough to be friends with that person who seems smart. You might think you're not athletic enough to get in shape. Not pretty enough to start posting on social media. We let these beliefs about ourselves stop us. And feelings are a big one too. I will never make friends because I'm too depressed to be interesting. I will never have a good relationship because I'm such a bitch. Like, limiting beliefs. And the thing about these beliefs is they sometimes point to the feelings ones anyway. They're pointing exactly like what we need to work on. If you're thinking I will never make friends because I'm too depressed to be interesting and you're not going out and socializing because of that, that's just making your problem worse. So usually what you need to do is go against that belief, because what you're avoiding because of this belief is exactly what you need to make your life better. And then there are limiting beliefs about the world, disapproval. We're worried about being judged. We're worried about people thinking that we're cringe. We don't want to do that because people might think I'm weird. I can't quit my job because my parents will disapprove. And like, we're worried about that stuff. That is a belief. And other people's judgments are not our business. If your first thought is what people think, then it's already not serving you the way you need it to be. And limiting beliefs usually are put in place to serve you in some way. Like, the limiting belief that tells you that you can't just cross the street. That stops you from not looking. So you look before you cross the street. That is an example of a limiting belief that's put in place for your safety. And that is a good one. That's serving you in a good way. But a lot of them are serving us in bad ways, because we think that we don't deserve to go out and do what we want. And yeah, wanting recognition. I want to make art, but nobody will care. I want to start a business, but nobody will appreciate it. And I really struggle with this one, because, you know, people don't have a lot of extra money right now, and my art is a luxury. I sell jewelry, and people just don't have extra money for jewelry right now. So a lot of times I do get discouraged, because I'm like, oh, if I make this, nobody will care about it. It's not going to sell anyway. So it makes it less fun when that is not true. People care. People are watching. People love my art, and my art is a way for me to, a way for me to express myself. And I'm not making art so that people will recognize it. I'm making it to make me feel good. And that limiting belief stops me from doing something that makes me happy, you know? So we want recognition, but we don't need recognition. If you are doing stuff for yourself, don't let that limiting belief stop you from doing something that you love to do. And then limiting beliefs about life. You might think it's too late for me. It's already been done. I don't have time. Like, a lot of people will not start exercising because they say they don't have time, when really you need to make time. I mean, within reason, make time. a lot of time my schedule like gets filled, and then I realize how much I sit on my phone and how much more time I actually have. But yeah, so limiting beliefs, they just stop us. They get so ingrained in us. So what happens is you create this belief that's not serving you, and you see everything that way. You are unable to see things any other way. And so anytime something happens to you, you twist it so that it is consistent with that belief. Like me personally, let's see, I make art and it doesn't sell. That's because people don't appreciate my art, you know? And that's just a form of confirmation bias where you twist details to fit your own narrative. And it affects your life, it affects your actions and everything, because you are looking at things through these clouded glasses. And when you don't heal those limiting beliefs, especially at the subconscious level, you continue to focus on them, and more evidence of them will just keep showing up. Like, I don't make good content, and so I'm gonna keep getting less likes, and I'm gonna keep being like, my content isn't good enough. One thing I recently am trying to overcome is, you guys, you want me to post my recipes. So I've talked about food in this podcast a lot, and I love health and wellness, and you guys want some easy recipes for me. But my kitchen is always a mess, and it has horrible lighting. So I'm trying to not let that belief or not let that stop me from sharing my favorite foods with you guys. And I'm just worried, you know, if I post, it won't get the likes that I want, which doesn't even matter. That's not even why I post, but you know, that belief is still in me. I still have that in me, no matter how much, you know, I'm trying to overcome it. Trying real hard, and it is working. I am having more fun recently with social media, but these are all things that have been affecting me, which is why I wanted to talk about this topic so much. So this new evidence that comes up, it just tends to feel bigger and bigger, and you get more down, and it's really because your higher self, your spirit guides, the universe, they are trying to get you to pay attention to those beliefs that you're feeling and really kind of make you reflect and think, I gotta do something about this. I've gotta do something about this. So these limiting beliefs are also ruining your manifestation, the things you're trying to manifest. Because you might be doing affirmations every single day. You might be writing in your affirmation journal, your manifestation journal, looking at your vision board every single day, and thinking about what you want so hard, but you're just not getting what you want. And this is partially like the law of attraction, but you know, where what we think about, what we align ourselves with, that's what we get. And I truly believe in manifestation and the law of attraction. I think that we definitely can go after anything we want. We can manifest anything we want. Obviously, that comes with a lot of hard work along with it. But when people are manifesting and visualizing, when they don't realize that they have these limiting beliefs, they're stopping us from getting what we want. Like, let's say you're trying to manifest a trip and you're doing all these things. You have your vacation vision board right in front of you every day. You are looking up destinations. You are telling yourself, imagine yourself on the beach, telling yourself that you are going on this vacation, but you're not getting it. And it is because you have this deep rooted belief, I'll never have enough money for that. And it is fucking you up. You need to get rid of that belief, because you will. You can have the money for that. You can have the opportunity to go on this vacation. You know, you need to get rid of that limiting belief, and then your manifestation will work. Because what happens is we have these beliefs, we think about these things, and we think about these things, and then we start to get an emotion. Like, we got really excited, we get really happy, or we get frustrated because we think we're never gonna be we're never going to have enough money. Or we get angry or sad because we think we won't have enough money, or we think we're not working hard enough, we think we're not able to work hard enough. And these emotions trigger in our brain. Our brain doesn't know that these emotions are from something fake. Whether this fake thing is this vacation, you're imagining yourself relaxed, you're imagining yourself carefree and happy. That is a positive emotion, and your brain does not know that that is fake. Your brain thinks that that is a real experience you're having, as far as manifestation and visualization and aligning yourself goes. Or you have this belief, I'm gonna be poor, I don't have that money, I am too scared to go on a plane. And these are all fake beliefs, because you can overcome all of this and you can get rid of these beliefs. And your brain thinks that this is real. So it is getting these feelings of frustration and sadness and just negativity and thinking that it is a real thing. And so that is what you are aligning yourself with. You're aligning yourself with the vibration of the negative limiting beliefs. And in order to align yourself with the vibration of the positive beliefs with your manifestation and visualization, you have to shed these limiting beliefs to fully be able to align yourself. Otherwise, these limiting beliefs are always just gonna hold you back. They're gonna hold you back from what you want and what you're capable of getting. And I just want everybody to know that they are worthy of so much and capable of so much. Like, if you capable of so much, no matter where you live, like, I sometimes get so discouraged because right now it is winter in Minnesota. I actually wanted to do this episode about spring because we just had this vernal equinox, but that did not happen because we got a bunch of snow, so I wasn't feeling very spring-like, and I thought this topic was important, so yeah. Anyway, sorry, I definitely got sidetracked there. Oh well. But I get discouraged in the winter time because I think that I can't make good content in the winter because this is where I live, and this space that I am living in limits me. And don't get me wrong, your space is very important. Like, when we moved out of a basement into a whole apartment, the improvement was amazing. And there is, you know, some realism in trying to move forward or get into a better place that aligns with what you're doing. But if you align your vibration and your brain with what you want to be doing, you're easily going to accomplish that. And how do we overcome these limiting beliefs? So first, you need to identify your limiting beliefs. Is your limiting belief where you live? Is it something about yourself? I know I've given a ton of examples already, so I'll try not to do too many, but you might have more than one belief. Like, we probably, well, yeah, obviously, we have more than one limiting belief. And you need to think about what you want to do and why haven't you done it. Like, for me, what did I want to do? I wanted to start this podcast. Why didn't I do it? Because I don't think I'm a good speaker. And your beliefs, they're keeping you safe because we don't want to do hard things. Hard things like practicing my speaking or just doing it and having to listen to myself back. That's a hard, scary thing. Or it was my first couple episodes, but we have overcome that because, yeah, I wanted to do this and that belief was holding me back from something really cool. And a lot of times our limiting beliefs are because of fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of accountability. So, like, fear of failure, I was afraid people would not take my podcast well, but the feedback's been great, you know? Your limiting belief is serving you negatively. And then next, we have to know that it is just a belief. So, like I was talking about, our brains don't know the difference between real or fake. Tell yourself, this is just a belief. I am this negative belief. Tell yourself, this is just a belief. Thoughts are not facts. Our emotions that we get from these thoughts, not facts, not reality. If we're telling ourselves this negative belief, we start to think it's true, it is not. And so next, what you need to do, challenge yourself. Challenge your belief. If a friend told you this belief, what would you tell them? Like if a friend came to you and said, I want to start working out, but I'm not in shape enough. What would you tell them? Would you tell them that that's true, that they can't do that, that they're not in shape enough to work out? No, you wouldn't. You would tell them that everybody starts somewhere. You would tell them that they definitely could do that. You would support them, right? So what supports? So challenge yourself in that way. Why do you think this? What supports your limiting belief? And like for me with this podcast, why did I think I wasn't a good speaker? What supports this? Not much, because like when I was in school and college, I was great at giving presentations. That's a lot of people's least favorite thing to do, but I was good at it. I was good at telling people stuff and presenting, and so that does not support this belief. That is a reason that this belief is fake. And think about how this belief is negatively affecting you. Hold yourself accountable. Is this an excuse? What opportunities have you missed by living with this belief? We could be on episode 200 of this podcast if I had started it a while ago. You know, like, hold yourself accountable. Are you telling yourself that you are too old to start a business because you are afraid of doing the work? Just really think about how this is negatively affecting you. Sometimes visualizing negative things helps more in the grand scheme of motivation. So we visualize good things and we visualize what we want, how we're gonna get there, but try doing the opposite. Think about what is gonna happen if you keep living in alignment with this limiting belief. Think about what's gonna happen, how shitty that would be, how much you do not want to go down that path, and use that as motivation and inspiration to go the other way, to shed this limiting belief and adopt a new belief. So pick new words, new affirmations. And this is going to feel so hard and so weird because, as we talked about, you have an emotional attachment to that belief. Think a new belief that will help you grow. So I go from, I'm not interesting enough to post on social media, to I post things that I love in a passionate and interesting way. Like, we go from this to that. I'm not unathletic. I am learning something new. I am growing my strength. So you have to change it to things that are positive. Negativity has no spot in your thoughts. And that goes for just this process. If you are feeling something negative, feel it, sit with it, let it go. Don't be all, you don't have to be positive all the time. But when you are adopting new beliefs so that you can grow and step into your power. Positivity. Even think like, never mind. Next, you need to put the new belief in place. Align yourself with the life you want and that goal. So you go from, I'm not artistic enough, to if I make art, then I'm an artist. And you have to align these new beliefs with habit. So you would make art each week. You would make a habit to start exercising because you want to go from not athletic to growing my strength. And you really have to like condition yourself. You have to constantly align these new beliefs with habits, constantly correct your language, but it's just the key to being able to do what you want. And I hope that you and me and everybody is able to fully be confident and fully trust in themselves to shed these limiting beliefs. Stop yourself every time you have a bad thought or say something negative or self-doubting. Literally say, never mind, I didn't mean that. Practice visualization and you're gonna start mentally experiencing the result that you want. and you will send signals to your brain and it'll start working and you'll be aligned with the life you want and if things and you'll be so much more at peace and so much more open to good things coming to you. And I am just really using this episode myself as motivation to change my language more, because I just keep thinking, oh, sales are slow, like why make stuff when that's silly? I should do that. I should just make stuff, or I'm never gonna get people to come on this trip with me. Silly. So many people have shown interest and I almost let that opportunity go by because I thought that this wasn't something I'd be able to do. Like, actually, like, this company I'm hosting this trip through, they emailed me multiple times and I was like, what? And I did not reply to them. And then I saw somebody else working with this company and I decided to respond to them, and my experience and the feedback has been great. So, like, I almost let this belief that I would do not have that strong of a community to stop me from planning what's going to be an amazing experience for so many of us. And yeah, this is just so important. And that is all I have on this topic. I think my challenge for you this week is to identify some of your limiting beliefs. Just identify them. Just do the first step. If you feel like going further, go ahead. But identify your limiting beliefs. Tell yourself that they're not true. Really, just start this process to be able to go after what you want and feel good about it and feel peaceful. Check out the description of this episode to find my art page and my social medias, and also I'll post the email list for our Bali 2025 trip. I'm so grateful you all came to listen today, and I love you all so much, and I hope you have a beautiful day and week.